You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Getting into the segment now.
Yes.
Yeah. Having a chat with Sophie Elworthy. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I'm happy the sun's shining.
I know. It's brilliant.
I didn't even notice.
There's black clouds out west, but they'll be gone by Saturday.
So you're from Corbin Estate Arts Centre out west.
I am.
And you're talking to us about the Open Arts Day this weekend.
Yes. So Open Arts Day on Saturday.
Sounds great. So whether you're a lover of local music, an arts fan, or looking for a way to make the most of a cruisy Saturday afternoon, Open Arts Day is the ideal place to be. For one day only, Corbin Estate Arts Centre will take you behind the scenes of its creative hub in West Auckland. This year's event throws open the doors to the studios of over 20 artists, alongside a full schedule of performances by local luminaries such as Mix It, the Pacific Mamas, Red Leap Theatre, and Atomera Dance Company. Plus, there will be environmentally themed action stations and installations as part of the Temp Festival. Loads of exhibitions, hands-on workshops, studio tours, and great food and drink. What is this Temp Festival you speak of?
So the Temp Festival has actually been going for a month now, and there are a series of installations. It's a sculpture. What do you call it?
I hope I didn't put you off by drinking water just then.
Did that?
I totally saw that.
Sculpture Symposium. Symposium, that's a word I was looking for. A series of installations referencing five themes of climate change, which is very much in everyone's thoughts, I would imagine, at the moment. So there's air, weather, food, water and shelter. And each installation has been developed by leading New Zealand artists and scientists or subject experts. And then children have participated also in the creation of some of the things. So, for example, artist Bridie Rood collaborated with Associate Professor Anthony Fowler from the Environmental Studies University of Auckland. And her installation is about weather. It's actually an 11-ton pile of coal.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And she does some performance art around it.
Is she getting in amongst it?
She does climb on it and do some stuff. And it's all
Why
very
is
child
that so
friendly.
Funny?
And what it is, it represents an average New Zealand household's annual carbon emission, which is 10 tonnes, I believe.
Really?
So it shows you what 10 tonnes of coal looks like. She has another thing called Forever Fanning Futures, an installation inside our church too, and does children's workshops. There's the Roots Foundation, who are amazing organization, and they go around schools all around Auckland. They make glass houses out of plastic bottles.
Cool.
They also make incredible public installations, and they help them to grow food basically.
Oh,
and
that's
they
awesome.
Make these amazing compostable things, and so there's a big edible gateway. And
edible?
Yes, there's vegetables growing.
Go
and eat it, right? Because it's in the beginning phases of its growth.
Hungry Amy's going to turn up and eat the artwork. Ruin it for everyone.
And there's a really cool kind of shelter area where anyone can add to the shelter, and it's growing into this huge thing under the trees, and it's plastic. It's really beautiful. And there's a lot more too, which it would be better, it's so visual, to come and have a look. And there's a lot of children's workshops involved with that.
And those workshops are on the day or just surrounding?
Yeah, the workshops will be on the day, temp workshops, and we'll also provide a couple of workshops too.
And how long is the temp festival going on for?
So this is the last whānau day, and then they go for another week. So this is the big day to come, I think. They are involved with something else the weekend after, off the property, I believe, on the 8th.
Yep.
So yeah, I think the other thing that they have there is Circability, which are the circus. They're kind of like a circus school, I think.
Okay.
And they've got this great thing with a cannon and smoke rings, trying to catch the smoke rings, which represent, you know, the pollution. And there's all these crazy kind of clowns on stilts. And
does that have visitor interaction?
Participation? A little bit, yeah, because you can catch the smoke. They've basically worked out how to blow smoke rings out of a cannon.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just Corbin Arts Centre Open Day is the rare opportunity that happens once a year for people to visit the studios of the renowned sculptors such as Martin Selman and David McCracken and Anton Parsons, as well as to meet up and coming artists like Kenneth Merrick, Siobhan Crowley, Siobhan. I'm terrible with those
Irish
ones.
Name.
Yeah,
but it looks like Siobhan, but it's Siobhan.
Yeah, it's beautifully written. Yeah. And Jermaine Rehana, who we've had on the show, and who is
Jermaine's fantastic.
I love his stuff. So, my question is, how many studios do you have in there, or artists at any one time, roughly?
No, I wish I'd counted it. What we have about, I think there's about 25 artists ranging from what we would call fresh graduates, recent graduates, to emerging, to very much established artists. We also have organisations based on site like Mix It, who I know you know about, and they'll be doing, anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Just wait for the questions.
Yes, okay. Crescendo Trust of Aotearoa, run by Marcus Powell, ex-Blind Spot, and Dave Arto from, they're youth organisations. They're a multimedia kind of initiative, but mostly concentrated in music, from what I see. So we have a lot of bands. So they're also tenants.
Yeah.
We have Red Leap Theatre, who are an amazing theatre company that work a lot with beautiful props. We have Atameta Dance Company, who've just done a big show at the Town Hall. Well, that was sort of an Atameta-related show, using the Chinese Symphony Orchestra or the Auckland Philharmonic Orchestra and all sorts of things. So I think they'll be doing workshops. And then the Pacifica Mamas have their own dwellings there too, and they'll be doing drumming workshops on the stage. So the performing arts side of Corbin's is really huge too.
Oh, that's really good.
And probably a real passion of mine as far as getting them to open up what they do on Open Arts Day.
Speaking of Pacifica,
About 30 artists, probably, if you include the organisations, just to answer the
question. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, interesting. Yeah. Now I have another question.
Yes.
So the location and the layout of the space is quite amazing, because there's these big concrete buildings and these little archways. It's quite mysterious, but spooky. Mm. I swear it's haunted, but that's just me. I'm always on the lookout for something spooky.
There's definitely a ghost there.
So
a nice one.
Yeah, and so you've got a couple of really big rooms which are housing the artists within them, and to kind of
Big buildings. So they were all the old factory. Is this your question? What they were before?
Yeah. Just how many rooms you have, like, for the artists? So I've been there to visit Jermaine's studio, and it was a shed space.
Right. That's what we call the clusters. Yeah. So that's our recent graduate space, or emerging and recent graduate. So I think there's seven. Well, it goes up to F. Oh, there's about seven studios in there. But in that particular, there's a big room outside, and around the edge of that, there's more artist studios, big ones, big solo ones, and then
big
shared ones. So there's quite a few in that building, but then those separate buildings with there's more, like the bigger sculptors' studios. So there's studios in pretty much all, or offices of organisations in pretty much each building, of which there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And you have
buildings.
A big gymnasium in there? Or?
We've got the sheds. So one is a performance shed, and the other is, they're ex-basketball courts, but we use them for arts-based projects. So one we've painted all black and splacked out, and there are big performances in there, but people use them for rehearsals, or sometimes they use them to build a massive thing. People shoot commercials in there. It's used for all sorts of things.
You can also drop by and see Charlotte Graham and A.D. Shearing talk about their new exhibitions.
Yeah, and Charlotte Graham's exhibition is beautiful. Both of them are.
What's it like, visually? Describe.
Literally? Okay, so it's about acidification of the sea. I think it's called Awa.
Does that actually happen?
I mean, everything is kind of, what do we call it? What temp's about?
So it's about the climate change.
Yeah, I mean, about climate change. It's better just to come and have a look at it, but it's about the sea, and its implication involves video, audio, visual.
That sounds really lovely and immersive.
It is.
Okay, so just one final question that is on everybody's minds, I'm sure. Will there be wine?
There will be wine. There'll be the beautiful Lothlorien Fijoa sparkling champagne.
Oh, yummy!
And then a variety of still wines and beer.
Okay.
On the lovely veranda, and you can watch the performance stage.
It's very romantic out there. Were we hoping for good weather? Do we know what the forecast is?
The forecast is pretty good. It's what it is. It's better than what it is every year, and it's been really good every year. So I think it's maybe some showers later on in the day, but warm, beautiful, high cloud.
Okay, brilliant. All right, so that's all we've got time for this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. I think it would be a really nice way for everyone to spend their Saturday. It's on at the Corbin Estate Art Centre at 2 Mount Lebanon Lane in Henderson. It's the Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m. If you'd like more info, go to CEAC, which is...
Corbin.org.nz.
Sorry, finish that. That's an anagram for Corbin Estates Art Centre, just in case you forget. Thank you, Sophie.
No worries. We'd love to see you all there. Yes. Please do come along and check it out.
Thanks for telling
Something
us.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.